The Little Book of Big Beauty, written and read by Bernadette Fisher. Why do so many of us feel it's important for us to be thought of as beautiful? We're prepared to paint ourselves, inject ourselves, and spend a small fortune in the search for attractiveness. There is a massive industry that I've been working in for over 30 years that pays homage at the shrine of beauty, while women worldwide offer themselves up to it on a daily basis. And me? I'm a believer, a devotee who practices daily. But when we stop to think about it, are we doing it for ourselves? Are we doing it to compete with others? Or are there romantic reasons behind our continual quest? The idea of the value of beauty is not new by any means. It's been around forever. We've been grooming ourselves since the dawn of time. And without question, one of the driving forces in this mission is to find a mate. Many of us believe that if we were more beautiful, we will have a better chance of success in that area. And possibly there is some truth to that. But people were born not only with eyes, but with ears as well. Take Cleopatra, who was admired for her strength of character as much as for her beauty. We require much more than a look. We need a total package that combines inner strengths with outer beauty. And a healthy attitude to beauty means working on both. I've seen many women in London hurriedly applying their makeup on the train to work. A mini mirror, a makeup bag, and they're set. While in Australia and the USA, it's common to see application happening in the car. It's a sign of status to whip out a gold-plated lipstick and start coating our lips. A designer name and chic packaging are all we need to feel important. We're paying for packaging and we love it. We believe the marketing and we aspire to be like the models and celebrities who flog the products. We're buying the dream. We spend hours at the makeup counters, agonising over what colours will best suit us and magically transform our looks. We pay exorbitant amounts for miracle creams that claim to hold back time. These are mostly false claims made by a billion-dollar industry that loves to keep you on the brink of insecurity. In fact, that is exactly where it thrives and feeds. The more we feel less than, the more we will spend at the makeup counters to help us feel enough. But in the search for that magic product, we sometimes forget that true beauty is so much more than skin deep. We become obsessed with particular products, thinking they are the only one for us. Like having a crush, we feel as though we can't do without them. When our favourite products go out of stock or have been discontinued, disaster. We frantically search for a new one that might fill the void. If we only knew that there are many twins of the same product sitting on the shelves that will cost us less than the original, we've just disregarded them because they seem too cheap, too available,